This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Dan Haney, in for Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. A bill at the state capitol would set limits on data centers. The bill, introduced yesterday by a pair of Republican lawmakers, would prevent the Public Service Commission from passing data center-driven electricity costs to consumers. It would also address another environmental concern, water. State Senator Romaine Quinn is a Republican from Birchwood and a co-author of the bill.
So we're just going to build in the standard practice. Most data center developments already do this, but requiring that closed loop system. So they're recycling the same amount of water as they're cooling their systems down. So let's just take that concern about water usage right off the table for communities in particular parts of the state.
Democrats introduced their own bill on data centers last month, but that hasn't had a hearing and would come with other requirements, like requiring union labor. Quinn says his bill is more focused.
And we know a lot of it. Most of it's going to be union labor because it's going to be really technical in nature. But we're not there to start putting mandates on how they build these things. We just want to protect ratepayers, protect the environment, and allow the market to dictate how these are going to come about.
The bill could still get passed this session as the legislative calendar gets shorter. Two-thirds of Wisconsinites like the state's tech college system, according to an online perception study conducted by the tech college system last year. 66% of Wisconsin residents have a favorable opinion of the tech colleges, up 14% from 2022. More than three-quarters of respondents think the tech college system benefits the state, and 64% see them as a strong option for students planning to transfer to a four-year college or university. The holiday cleanup is getting rolling in Racine. Public works crews will collect natural Christmas trees through next week, Friday. Trees must be undecorated, not bagged or boxed, and set at the curb on your regular trash day. Artificial trees go out with your normal trash. There'll be no extended collection after January 16th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Dan Haney in for Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's hoops, Wisconsin hosts UCLA in another Big Ten matchup tonight in Madison at the Kohl's Center. The Badgers with a record of 9-5 coming off that loss to number 5th-ranked Purdue. The Bruins are 10-4. A nice win for UW Green Bay. They beat the UWM Panthers 79-76 at the Cress Events Center in Green Bay. Green Bay Phoenix head coach Doug Gottlieb.
Well, we're starting a more offensive-based lineup. I like us to take a couple more threes. We're turning a couple down, but we got the right guys taking them, and they did a good job of defending him. It's so much easier than the other way. We were starting more of a defensive group up until the Fort Wayne game. This gives us five scorers. Got five guys. You can pick your poison, right? It makes you look like a really, really good coach when you coach from ahead.
NFL, the Packers holding practice on a short week. They'll face the Bears Saturday night at 7 in Chicago in the wild card round of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy and foggy with some scattered rain likely here through this morning, and it could get a little slick in spots where temperatures do drop closer to that freezing mark here. It's going to stay cloudy through the day with highs in the upper 30s to near 40. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the 20s. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.